happening in progress. Oh, okay. So previously on Shear, we saw with Shita's Rashi. We saw Shita's Rashi was complicated. Right, Rashi seemed to kind of come initially from this perspective of al datam shel chachamim. Right, he's koveya. Let's just, you know, just a 1 second recap of that line in Rashi. Called the mekadish isha al dasha and higu chachmi yisrael b'yisrael hu mekadchan shiu mekayim kayam kedushin lefi divrei chachamim viu betelim lefi divrei chachamim aide gitin shech shiu chacham. Right, it's like Manashtan's like, oh, it's like because of this authority of the rabbanan. Right, and people are, you know, so meich their ishos on the authority of the rabbanan. That's the ishos is miskayim. The kiddushin is done al pihem, and therefore the gerushin is, you know, is chal al yedehem, and therefore also afkinu is dafka kishiyavu get kazeh acharehem. Right, it sounds very much initially like Rashi's going in this like, oh, authority of the chachamim, because like ishos is like tied into the chacham. Then Rashi kind of backtracks significantly. And really says, oh, well, really is actually midin tnai, right? And because otherwise, like, chacham can't just be mevatel ishus toraisa. So it's really like working out pi tnai. And what are they going to do about the money and about kiddushei kasef, the money of the kiddushei kasef or the bia of kiddushei bia, right? So kiddushei kasef, like, oh, don't, it's a matana. And kiddushei bia, it's shavu harabana bilasu bilasnus. And yeah, they're going to retroactively make it binach shavsnus. It sounds like there's a lot more sort of involvement of the chachamim and their authority, even though, right, fundamentally, it sounds like fundamentally the reason why we think that the chachamim have authority here is because of al dashen higu chachmi yisrael b'yisrael hu mekadja, etc. Right? Practically, the mechanism is one of tanai. Right, but it's coming, right, to allow like this interface of this like rabbinic authority. That's kind of how we wanted to interpret it, and it was, I think, I would say it was bolstered strongly by the fact that Rashi's Rebbeim have this very fascinating idea, Shita, that kiddushei kesef are derabbanan, right, and therefore derabbanan can do afkinu, right, and. The question is, well, what about kiddushei bia, which is doraisa l'chol deos, right? He says, oh, yeah, there are two, shavin rabbanan bilasu bilasnos. So again, there are lots of different ways to parse that exactly. But at the end of the day, what seems to come out as the bottom line, is, so Rashi says, oh, wait a second, right? Kiddushei kesef has to be doraisa because we treat a woman who's done kiddushei kesef as being an ishus. It's doraisa, and she's b'chayv misav, she's mezane, right? Etc. Etc. She eats truma, like, you know, like all these things that have real huge deraisa implications. Right? And clearly, the answer is that there are banan, and this is what we saw in Rabbi Gershom, that once the chachamim are attacking kiddushei kesef, it's chal deraisa. And again, what does that really show is this idea that there are banan have this influence over. Let's say the social sphere of ishus, right? Ishus is not just something personal, but it's something that you do, right, as part of the community, or it creates a space within you, within the community. You're married. Marriage is not something that just exists between two people, right? It's something that exists between two people and the community, right? We are a unit. We are married, right? And we are a family within the community. So because of that, because it has such a strong, let's say, communal component, so for the authority of the chachamim, right, to regulate that and to, you know, their perspective on it is definitional, right, makes a lot of sense, and that's very much parallel to what we know about Dina Mamonis, right? Dina Mamonis is about your rights vis-a-vis other people, right, what other people can or cannot do, and with an object that is, let's say, yours, right, or associated with you. And therefore, right, the Chachamim could say, well, right, because it's all about this relationship with the community, they can regulate that and change that. So therefore, right, Rashi basically says, well, yeah, but they still, at the end of the day, need a mechanism to deal with the fact that there's ishus toraisa, right? And therefore, Rashi says there needs to be this tenai built in, right? And the Rabbeim of Rashi basically say, no, we don't need that. And the Rabbanan, right, can just get rid of kiddushei bia, right? Because it's no longer appropriate. They decided that it's chutzpah kavod ho of a tiknu kedushay kesef, motzilef goy kedushay bia. They got rid of kedushay bia. They replaced it with kedushay kesef, and they created kedushay kesef so they can also tell you that afkin rabban lekedushay mina when they don't want it to apply. Right? This is very extensive power. Okay, so basically Rashi, I think, is coming from that perspective, and then he doesn't think, or he's not comfortable with going that far, and therefore he says, oh, well, you're right that that's why would there be this Tanai? Well, that this Tanai is kind of a reflection of this already existing authority. So we need the Tanai in order to give that authority an interface into the Ishus and actually change it. But fundamentally, it's coming from that sort of perspective. Tosfos, on the other hand, seem to take a much more technical approach and say, no, right? There's because there's an actual Tanai. You actually said it. You said Kedas Moshe Yisrael. And if you're Mekadesh B'Kesef, then we can also use Hefker Bezdin Hefker, right? And if it's Kedushe Bia, we can use Yesh Kach B'Yad Chalim Lach Ramanat Torah. So wait a second, why do I need both of these? So Tosos later, or Tosos again, it says, oh, because they're really two separate cases, okay? What are the two cases? If you're Mekadesh, if the Rabbanan want to be Mevatel your kiddushin bishas maisa, when you're actually being mekadesh, so then it's using hefker bezdin hefker on kiddushay kasef and yesh kach ve'achamim lakor davar min haTorah to say that kiddushay bia wasn't chal, and it prevents the ishus from ever going into effect. However, if you got married 20 years ago and now you sent the get al yedei shliach and you're mevatel the shliach, right, or an ones happened, whatever, and now we're trying to, right, make that get kasher, even though midoraisa it's pasul, then we need the tnai to be oker l'mafre. Why? Because the kiddushin that you did 20 years ago was a good kiddushin, right? So basically, the chachamim's authority, says Tosfos, to uproot kiddushin comes through these two tools of hefker bezdin hefker and yesh kach b'chachamim lakar davar min haTorah. Those only work at the time when the rabbanan are trying to put it into play, right? The Rabbanan can't use these tools retroactively. They can only use it right now. So if someone forces a woman to marry him, right, or coerces her to marry him, so then the Chacham could say the Kiddushin is not Chal, right? It's not happening, right? It's not going to have any legal validity. That's stopping it from being Chal right now. But they can't go back in time and do that, okay? So therefore, Tosa says, oh, okay. So Tosa says it's really a Tanai in the cases where we want it to work retroactively. And therefore, the Gemara in Ksuvah says, "Kol de Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanan Mekadesh." The Gemara in Yevamos and in Baba Basra says, "Afkin Rabbanan Lekedushim Nei," without the line of "Kol de Mekadesh." Why? Because it's not called the Mekadesh, right? The guy's a bad guy. He's not being tole his kedushin on the Rabbanan Adrab, right? He's forcing this woman to marry him, but we don't need Kol de Mekadesh Adaita Darabana Mekadesh, because that's just the reason why we can go back in time, because there's a Tanai. Okay, so there's really two separate mechanisms according to Tosfos, really two different eventualities. Within one of them, there's two tools. Kiddushe Kasef is Hefker Bez Hefker, and Kiddushe Bia is Yesh Koach Ben Chamilakor. But if it's happening at the time of Kiddushin and they're stopping the Kiddushin from Chal, that's because they have tools to do that. Separately, if it's happening retroactively, it's because Kol de Mekadesh Adaita Darabanan Mekadesh, and the Gemara is actually only mentioned Kol de Mekadesh Adaita Darabanan Mekadesh when we're talking about retroactively, so it actually is a good, pretty good deal. Okay. The Ritva says, Kol de Mekadesh Adaita Darabanan Mekadesh, Pirish, Afa Pi, Sheomer La Kedas Moshe Yisrael, Harihuki, Ilu Hisna, Menas, Shigirsu Chachamim, Vistamo beferush shabelibo believe kol adam shem devarim kidem farish b'mesaches kiddushin. So the Ritva basically says, oh, okay. Wait a second, he didn't actually say almanas. So he says, yeah, well, when he says kiddush moshe v'yisrael, there are actually two different girsos here. But whether or not, is it afal pisho merla? Or it's like, oh, yeah, that's lachein omerla. Okay. But Pasha says, right, he's saying kiddush moshe v'yisrael. And that means it's ki'ilu hisne al menash yirtzacham explicitly. Why? Because it's belibo belev kol adam. It's a universal, right? When we know that everyone is thinking this, then it makes it as if you said it explicitly. So his point is that what? There really is a tonight here. It's real tonight. It's the same thing as the case in Kiddushin where he says, Hare Mikudashas, if your father wants, or if my father wants, it's your, probably your father, I don't know, someone's father. She'im lo ratza, in Mikudashas, right? He made it tonight. Al menat that X person wants, right, is happy with this Kiddushin. And now it's not true. The person was Chachamim, so it's a regular tonight, right? That can't be because, right, Rosh Hashanah got wrong because we know that Kiddushi Kesef is Doraisa from this week's, last week's parsha, right? Right? I think that's what all of us were thinking when we started listening to the parsha. Elahachi Perush, Tinach the Kaddish Bekaspa, Chilo Ratsu Chachamim Bekiddushin. This idea is that, you know, the Chachamim are like the guardians of public morality. They're gonna, right? They're so worried about all, you know, every biasura and every, you know, abizrayu darayos. Right, we really take these things seriously, right? And what the Chachamim are just going to be osa biyasu bilas nus? Yeah, Rabbanan Nami shavu lebarasa bilasu bilas nus. Okay, Vishvakshimim came nimtzu yachol lechapos abasa choso shizinsa shi'itam leget beinian sheyeh sham ones v'lifku kiddushin lamafreya v'yachol mizrim litaher. He says v'tir tam ban lo kasha shem yachap abasa choso v'yatzilena b'din. So the Rabban says, Rabbeinu Tam says it wouldn't work, right? Because this whole afkinu is only to prevent, is right, that was only when the Chachamim want it in order to prevent, right, certain negative results, right? But it's they don't do it as a tool to, you know, to get out of liability or, you know, responsibility for being, let's say, mizanet. The Rabban says, no, right? If it works, it works, right? That's fine. Okay, so according to the Ritva, it's totally a Tanai. It's like a Legamri, just a regular Tanai. And he says, oh, just like those Tanaim that happened in, you know, that we see in Kiddushin. Okay, if it's a Tanai, what if he doesn't want to Mekadish or Zaska Chamin, right? I think this is like the big, big question that at least bothers me a lot. It's like, if you say that, well, it's not totally a regular tonight, right? That's what I wanted to say about for Rashi, is that it's not really a regular tonight, right? It's kind of like a tonight that's like a product of the reality of the Chacham's authority in Ishas, right? Since it's Aldash and Higu Chachamim, right? So Mimila, that it's an opening for the Chachamim to like make it into a tonight, right? But it's a Chachamim are kind of making it into a Tanai. Here, right, the Tosos and the Ritva say no. Imamish just said Almanas, essentially, right? Tosos is saying, oh, he said, that's why we say Aldas Moshe of Yisrael, Kidas Moshe of Yisrael. So how do we explain this? The Shittim Kupetzes has like a slightly different point that he's going for, but I think it also answers this issue. Vim Tomar, Vahin Isha Miskadesh Elamidaita, the Ihu Mikadesh Adaita Darabanan, Ihilo Mikacha Elakidishin Gemurin, below Shum Tanai. So the Shittim Kupetzes asks, it's very nice that you want to say that he was Mikadesh Al Das Chachamim, but if he didn't say that to her, how could he be Mikadesh Al Das Chachamim without her also agreeing that the Kiddushin will be Al Tanai? Umeata, Imata Omer Ditit Kadesh Adaita Darabanan, in kind of condition klav, in not tzricha get klav. V'yish lomar, t'chi ka'amar kol de mikadesh adait de rabban mikadesh, lav davka ha'ish b'lechud ka'amar, elagam ha'ish b'chlav. U'shnehem maskimim shiyu kiddushin adait de rabban. So he says, well, it takes two to get married, right? So it's not just he's adait de rabban mikadesh, but also her, which answers the flip case, right, which has been bothering me, which is, well, let's say he's a bad guy, right? So he's not the one who Mekadesh Adaita Darabanan, right? He's a bad guy. I don't know. Let's say he's a bad guy. I don't know. He's marrying her for her money or something, right? Or whatever, right? He's a bad guy. He doesn't want to move Kadesh to Darbana. He wants to move Kadesh. He wants, I don't know, her money, or he wants power, or he wants who knows what, right? How can we assume, how can we say that that's Darbana Mekadesh? So I think this answers very nicely. It's like, well, he's not the, right? Called Mekadesh that Darbana Mekadesh is not just about him, it's about her also. And therefore, if they're both are, right, Mekadesh that Darbana Mekadesh, so that's like part of the Kiddushin automatically. Yeah, Eitan.
If you didn't want to be Mekadesh with whatever, the adopted Darbanan, wouldn't that just be like if you go to court and get a civil marriage, you're not married, there's no Kiddushin. And like whatever, the Hariat Leila into like all that question of like the secular terms. But it seems like if you don't want to get the Jewish form of marriage or the rabbinical type of marriage, you just wouldn't have Kiddushin. There'd be nothing, no?
Right, you can have Kiddushin d'oraisa without being Mekadesh al Menas Shigirtsu Chachamim, right? Meaning we're just saying,
aren't there terms that the rabbis designate allow you to have Kiddushin d'oraisa?
What do you mean? Meaning if someone's Mekadesh, Kiddushin Kesef.
Yeah.
Right? He doesn't, I mean, in theory, let's say according to, right, Tosfos and you know, and Rashi and the Ritva, we're assuming, right, that there's like a Tanai, right, where he says, oh, Al Minash Shiyirtsu Chachamim. But let's say he didn't, right, let's say we didn't have that Tanai. So he says, I ram Kadeshishly, you know, Shalal Das Chachamim, Ella, you know, Kedas, you know, Hatorah. That's the one of the gear cells in the Ritva actually is exactly that. Meaning, which implies that he's saying al das haTorah and not al das chachamim, right? Harehu ki ilu hisna al menash yirtzu chachamim mistamo kepirusha. No, right? Really, the stam pirush of kedash moshe yisrael really means al menash yirtzu chachamim, right? But let's say he didn't say that. Let's say he didn't say kedash moshe yisrael. Let's just say harem kedashesli, right? Kidin Torah or something. Right, so maybe according to the Ritva, according to even Tosfos, right, maybe that whole Tanai idea just wouldn't apply because he's saying, or if he says, not al das chachamim, so he's mimikadesh kedushin doraisa, shalola l'shem, you know, shalola al das chachamim. Okay, so I think this is actually very, right, very, very powerful. Right, Rav Shlach Hikas Rashi called him Kaddish. Right, so it's really, I think, very, very good, good to remember. It's like, okay, well, right, even if he's not thinking it, right, she is. Or more accurately, if this is a standard part, all right, a standard term and condition to a marriage, right, that they both by default agree to, they would both need to explicitly, right, like opt out of it in order for it not to be part of the Kiddushin. For the very simple reason that any time you make any agreement with somebody else, right, if there's a default standard terms and conditions, those apply unless you explicitly state otherwise. So unless he says, Shalal das chachamim, and she says, okay, right, if none of them mention the Das Chachamim, then she's also the Mekadesh Adai de Darabana Mekadesh. Right, so even if he's a bad guy, if he's not evil and sneaky enough and convincing enough to convince her, I'm going to Mekadesh you, Shalal Das Chachamim, right? And I want you to agree to that, but trust me, I'm not a bad guy. And she falls for that, so then, right, then we're stuck. According to, let's say, the Ritva. But in theory, right, unless, even if he isn't being Mekadesh Adai Rabbanan because he's a bad guy, right, but she's also being Mekadesh like everybody else, right, with the standard Das, and the standard Das is Adai Rabbanan Mekadesh. Okay. Now, the Ramban takes a different approach. The Ramban understands this very differently. Okay, so far we've basically had two approaches, right? One, it's really, really a Tanai. Two is that there's like this rabbinic authority at play, which is like, okay, the Kiddushin mikano lahaba, right? The Ramban has a third approach. Zelashon Ramban, Hakasha, im kein yichol mamzer nitaher, v'zimnin de ba'asachoso hi, mechapel lahav, u'mishamati shemitaretzim de hachikam rinan im kein, shav yirabana bilaso bilasnos, ve'ina demosa bilaso bilasnos. He says, people are saying, wait, wouldn't this be okay the Kiddushin l'mafreya? He says, no, it's not okay the Kiddushin l'mafreya. Why not? Because if the guy is going to be mevatel this get, shelo b'faneha, right, then we're going to be osa bilaso bilasnos. Ve'ina demosa bilaso bilasnos, right? We know that people don't want to be osa bilasam bilasnos. Hilkach, gamar v'yahiv gita me'achshav, k'dei shelo yifku rabbanan kiddushav, shelo te bilaso bilasnos. If I say, l'mafreya, your entire marriage is going to be zinus, right? He's going to go, I don't want that to happen, right? And then he says, okay, well, if you pass all this get, then we're going to be okay your ishus lemafreya and turn your whole ishus into zinus, right? We know ina demos zinus. Therefore, right, he's going to wait, or he's going to concede in this question of whether he's mevatel the get in order to save himself from, right, retroactively turning his whole marriage into bilasnos. Also because either way, they're not going to be married at the end, right? Either because they were okay the kiddushin, or because he's just not going to be postal again, right? V'chinami b'kiddushin kaspa, akruha rabbana l'kiddushin minei, v'tiyah bilasu bilasnos, u'mishum hachi gabar mevatel t'nai eva onsei. And therefore, he's also going to be mochel on his tanai and on the ones and on the betel, right? Basically, the rabbanon have like a threat, right? They have, the means of turning his whole marriage retroactively into znus, right? By applying, let's say, hefker bezen hefker, right? And then once it's all bilas or bilas znus, so if they're okay, right, then he doesn't want that. So they're threatening him with bilas nos. Mimila, he's going to do what they want, which is to not be postal to get. V'im tomar, arusa ma'ika l'meimar. Right? But in arusa, they were never together, so you can't say osa bilas bilas nos. So that, where's the threat? Kivan di ibayel achakach tia bilas bilas nos. Kamar v'yahav gita l'gamri d'ha lo hadrabile. His answer is, well, because if mikano l'haba, right, it would be bilasinos, because then they, right, they're not going to be married either now, either right from lemafreya or from now from this get. But at the end of the day, right, he doesn't have an option here. He doesn't have a way to get married, so he has to be mevater. He has to give up on his claim, his attempt to remain married, because that's impossible. Right? He can't remain married, and if he is mitakesh, if he's stubborn and refuses to give in, so then the Rabbanon will just, right, be okay his Kiddushin retroactively, which is worse for him, right? So then he's just, right, he has nothing to gain and only to lose. V'im tomar, v'shem basachoso lo gamar v'yav gita. This is, wait a second, in the case of basachoso, right, where he's trying to use it to retroactively divorce her and then get her out of punishment or out of mamzerim. Halesa, the kivan she'in daiso she'tachzor lo, so he says Ramban, if you're mevatel a get so that you should be to get rid of your ishus from someone, so you're not actually being mevatel the get. Right? And if you give a get, and then you say, oh, I want to mevatel the get, so that we won't be married. So, because I want us to not be married. So the get's not batel. She'in t'nai zeh b'tulo klum. Right? Because you're not actually divorcing her. You give a get. And you say, I want to be mevatel the get so that we're not married. So you're not being mevatel the get. Because you're trying to not be married. Right?
And you don't have dots trying to do that because you want to be divorced.
Right. In which case, you don't actually have dots to mevatel the get. In which case, the get isn't really batel. In which case, the chachamim never need to come and be okay, you're Isha Slema Freya because you're not actually being mevatel anything, right? The Ikasha, Vahabalogita, Nami Mishkachasla, Kidri Vamas Parakisha Rabba, Lo Tsukhorabban Gita Mibne, right? What about the cases where the guy is a bad guy and he's not giving again? I mean, because the whole word of the Ramban here is that how are you getting divorced? How does this Afki Inu work? And the answer is it doesn't. Really, the get's doing the work. Really, the get's kasher, right? We're threatening you with Afginu in order to make sure that you don't undermine and passel the get. But the gerushin's all because of the get. It's a regular gerushin, right? It just, there, all these things would have led us to passel the get. It led us, or you were trying to passel the get, or the circumstance is going to passel the get. We use the threat of Afginu, right, to defend or to protect the get. But at the end of the day, the get's the megarish. Okay, but what about the case in Yavamos and Baba Basra, where the guy's mekadesh shelo kedin, right? There's no get at all. V'lo tzachu rabban agita, nishan mishem dafki inu rabban lekidushin minei, v'chinam yamrinu Baba Basra, gabi tolu v'kadesh kidusha v'lav kidushin. That's what inachanami. Kiva dekod the mekadesh edayt rabban mekadesh, ki niskatsha shelo beratzon chachamim yotze b'lo get. He says, when you're mekadesh against the ratzon of the chachamim, like Tosfos, so the kiddushin just isn't chal. But if you're mekadesh al das chachamim, so the kiddushin is chal, and when the get, it just is a kasher get. We need to make sure that the get's a kasher get, right? We need to threaten you in order to make sure the get remains a kasher get, but ultimately the get's a kasher get. Now, the huge nafkamina of this, right, is, you know, there's always talk, and they're always like, you know, attempts would be like amazing if we could just use afkinu, right, to deal with any aguna issue, right? And if you think afkinu is like really expansive, then, you know, you can like pull it out like a magic wand and just like be like, bam, no more aguna issues. But the reason why it's not so simple, and the reason why like attempts like that have always been met with very, very fierce resistance, is because if you look at the Rishonim, right, a lot of Rishonim really think that Afkinu isn't this magic wand. Right? You see it from the Ramban here that Afkinu is a way for us to, right, to, you know, maintain the validity of the get, but you need a get, right? And for the Ramban, Afkinu isn't doing anything, right? It's just the get in cases where there was a real kiddushin, right? There are other ways to deal with, let's say, recalcitrant get refusers, but it's for a different topic that ought not to be recorded. And then the Ramban quotes Rabbi Natan, right? Rabbi Natan, one second, it says, right, we've seen already. I just want to see if I mean all this. Okay, yeah, let's skip to there. There are, right, there are, his Tamar Darban says something similar. Ish omr chi amrin anafkin rabban an lav l'mimar dipaki luhu legamri. I'm not mean mafkia the kiddushin. Ela kolomar de kivan de birshu sayhu de rabbanan lafki inu. Since the rabbanan could be mafkia, right? They have the threat gomar via hagita. Therefore, the guy is going to be gomer and give the get. De lo leshavi bilasu bilasnus. It just form this. The Ra'ah just, you know, gives like a one liner summary. Is like we have the threat of afkinu, and therefore the get is not going to get, is not being passed. Right, because the guy knows that even if he passes the get, he's still not going to be married anymore. Okay. The Rajba, I should have split this up to make it a little more readable. The Rajba has a similar, if slightly kind of like more nuanced version of the Ramban, or like a something that reminds me a lot of Rashi, actually. It's like a little bit in the middle there. The Rajba Katsav is Elishan. We call the Makadish, Adet the Rabban Makadish. Afkin Rabban the Kiddushimine. Vim Tomar Maishna Mitava Bamaim Shin himself. the lo afkinu rabbanan lekiddushin min shemagunas. Says right, if afkinu is a magic wand, right? Why don't we just use it anytime we have a guna issue? Why don't we say the guy drowns, right? Or we think he drowned. He fell overboard on a ship, but we never found his body. So we don't know that he's dead. We think he's dead. We're pretty sure he's dead, right? But we don't actually know. We don't have his body, so we can't prove it. So why don't we just say, oh, in that case, right? Afkinu rabbanan lekiddushin min shemagunas, and we're done, right? It says Yish Lomar, Dibichdi lo mafka lehu rabbana lekiddushe, ela hecha deika biyada gita kedahacha. It says, the rabbana can only be mafkia when she already has a get in her hand. Inami, be'ed echad me'ed shemeiz bala, or we have an eid echad who's me'ed at her husband's dead. Dahi nami mishum takana sagunosu, kid isa b'reish perak yishurava. The samcha hemnusa day, v'afilu be'ovid gilulim esiach v'itumo, v'ikar time v'dachod v'makadish v'dayt v'rabbanu v'makadish v'afkinu v'chim p'irash v'ashi b'shabes perk chaves gabe in eid mipin eid kasha el be'ed esi shabbat. Okay, Rashi there says the reason why we believe in eid echad is because of a type of afkinu. Right, the reason why we believe in eid echad that our husband is dead, we should in eid davarish b'erev apachas v'ishnayim, since there is, oh, because we could kind of use afkinu. So, okay, but then why don't we just use afkinu gamri? So his point is that what? I forgot to say, asi baal teitzim mizel mizel vavlad minachron mamzer gamar. These are hasam parakish rabba. And the time mishum to afkinu rabbanu kedushe gamri al mishum to some kinu adiuka diisa mem amri it's a daiko mitzvah. Okay, this is a little bit farther afield. If you are familiar with this, I guess it's great. Kima shaba baal glay mezel dula. Right? They only are going to be use afkinu, or afkinu is only effective if there's some other basis for it. Right? So afkinu can't come out of nowhere and get rid of the issues. Afkinu can could say, oh, she has a get, right? He gave a get. Using that get, afkinu rabbanan lekiddushin. There's an eid echad that he's dead. So now we can say, oh, okay. Now she could get remarried because, right, there's an eid echad that he's dead. Right? It can kind of use something that already exists. It can strengthen, it can springboard off of, right, these things, but it can't exist independently. Vahido, the osva abe kursei, vaza chavre v'chatfa mine. To prevent the kiddushin from being chal in the first place, that there are, you know, that you could, the rabbanu could just do, right? That we could just apply afkinu for. Once the kiddushin is actually chal behechsher, v'hashtehu dema'afilu. That you need to have some sort of framework. You need to have some sort of get that we're working off of do this, in order to be mafkia the kiddushin. Why? V'hachanami lavafku asa gemura. El mishum damrina le ledaite de baal de aska de ledaite leonse. Right, and even here, right, he adds on another like layer. He really should have made it explicit, right, that in these cases of ones, he doesn't want to do it. So the fact that he didn't, right, kind of means that he's being mochel on onse. Says, and if he got eaten by a lion, we actually would say the get is puzzle, right? That it undermines the get because it's a real onus. Right? So an extreme onus, a real honest to God act of God, you know, a crazy onus in a chanami would be considered an onus and the get would not go into effect. I would say yesh onas begitin if it was a real, real onas. Right? It's only on the between onsen, right? Like, you know, like he got sick, that we could say, oh, well, he should have thought of that one, right? He didn't think he'd eaten by a lion, right? But, you know, catch COVID, like, you know, he should have thought of that one, right? You know, you're traveling and gotta think about whether or not you got stuck with COVID, right? So then we say, oh, he should have thought of that. And the fact that he didn't say anything about it, right? Achule achle, right? And kind of like the afkinu is that we can be somech on that. I'm not totally sure how the Rajba sees this. The afkinu, we'll discuss that. Maybe you guys have sharper ideas than I do on that one. Let's just finish him up. But oh, teda, the halamad de islay tainas ones begitin lo takin rabban and klau. Lo mishum tsunos lo mishum prutzah shchiach, but the hafsakas nara in tainas ones, shorin alay la'alma mishum hai taima, damin alay ledaite. Damdin alay ledaite, because we evaluate his das. V'hachia, v'hachia kamar, shavin rabbanam bilas v'bilas nos, v'chi echi de lo l'shavin rabbanam l'cho bilas v'bilas nos, af hu masik adaite kol unsa, we basically make an umdan of his das, and we say, look, since he doesn't want the Rabbanan to start messing with his ishas, so he's going to make explicit whatever tanaim he wants to include, and if he doesn't, he's mochalam. But filu kadosh b'biyah na mimasa gadai tehachi ki heichi de lo afkin Rabbanan the kiddushim minei v'havi bilas u'bilas nos mafraya v'al unsa de lo shchiach klal lo asa gadai tehilkach achal ori in lanu. So this is the Rajba. So again, it's a little bit hard to put your finger exactly on what the Rajba is saying, because the Ramban is very straightforward, I think, right? The Ramban basically says, look, we can threaten you with Afkinu. Since we can threaten you with Afkinu, right, you're going to behave and you're going to do exactly what we want. And what we want you to do is not to have onus b'tanai and not to be mevatel get shelo b'faneha. And that's what you're going to do. Right, because otherwise we're mevatel your kedushin. But at the end of the day, the what's doing the gerushin is totally the get, and it's a regular kasher get. Right, we didn't do any afkinu; we just used the threat of afkinu. For the Rajba, afkinu, it's the gerushin is like is afkinu. Right, it's just that afkinu can only work, right, in conjunction or on the back of id echad, on the back of a get. Right, it doesn't have to be the most kosher get, but there needs to be a get. Right, sort of like how Rashi was like, "Oh yeah, well the Chacham have this authority," but like, "Oh, how can they just make Ishus Daraisa go away?" So it's almost like the Rashi's like, "Well, actually, they could, if there's a get, they could like make the get remain kosher." Now that works actually relatively nicely with like back when we were dealing with Gittin. You saw that there were like five different stages in Gittin, right? Vayayim lo matzachim beinav, ki matzah badar arvasavar, the kasav la sefer krisos, v'nasam biyada, v'shilcha mi beiso, v'yatzah mi beito, v'yatzah v'ayta l'shacher. There's all those are actually different stages, right? They're different pieces of the puzzle. So like the lo matzachim beinav, right? And the fact that, right, their relationship starts breaking down is already like a stage in Gerushin. Okay, the Gemara in Nedarim says nafkamina of that is that they're not allowed to be together once they decide that they want to get divorced, right? And it basically says like, oh, then the Vlad is like, B'nei Grushas Halev, basically this guy's like, they're kind of like Karo Valiyos Mamzer, sort of. This idea like, okay, it's as if once you make that decision, that already starts unraveling the ishas, right? Or, the kasav lasefer krisa. So just the writing the get in and of itself is already a real, has a real status, has a real impact. V'nasam biyada also, right? It has an impact. Even before, like v'shilcha mibesa. So the idea that what the Raj was saying is that, oh, the fact that there's, this... this actual get really makes a lot of sense, right? Having this get really, really says that, there's like the basis of Gershon. Gershon has started, might have not gone fully into effect, and then the Chachamim could come around and give it that full validity. Right? That's like a different, it's very different, I think, than the Ramban. The question is exactly how technically does this work? Like, how does he see these things integrating? Or in the case of Eid Echad, right? Like, how does the Eid Echad work? Is it like, oh, the Eid Echad, we kind of believe the Eid Echad, but Eid Echad is in Darash Bera Pach Lishnayim, so Chachamim need to like be Koveya, like a Heter, even though, like, I'm not totally sure what, how to understand that part of it. Right. Another way to, a much less interesting way to understand the Rashba is just, oh, Rabbanan actually could always do Afkini whenever they want. They have, it is a magic wand, but it's a magic wand that you couldn't possibly use with, you know, with, like willy nilly. So you can only justify its use when there's, you know, like a get or Eid Echad, because otherwise you just like destroy the whole structure, you know, of Ishas. Like if we could just like, oh, Afginu left and right, then there's no, then that would destroy Ishas, basically. And the Torah, you know, says, oh, you're Mizana, then there's, you know, Isra Ishas Ish. We can just Afginu everything, right? So then, you know, where's the line? Where does it stop? And the answer is, oh, well, actually, right, we're only able to use Afginu. We're only going to do it when there's already Gerushin going on, or there's already like a Hefner. We're just going to bring it from like theoretical to actually to being real, because otherwise it would just be, you know, just be too dangerous, you know, to just have this like Ishus eraser just like running amok. Like, how do you guys see the Rashba? Like,
I had a question in the second explanation you just gave. Sorry. So working under the second thing, we're basically like, we just want to limit the amount of use of this like magic wand. What is the thing that's limiting? Like,
you can only use it when there's already a get. You can only use it when there's already an Eid Echad saying that the guy's dead.
Why? As in, are you saying that like Mikhar Hadin, they could use it whenever they want, but be like, or like limit it so that it's just not like rampant? If so, what is the nature of this limitation, and could they fundamentally still do it if they want, like b'diavad, would it work?
Yeah, I mean, again, who's the, another question is like, who are the Rabbanan, right? Which Rabbanan are we talking about who can be mafkia kiddushin? But, or is it like the Rabbanan who are mitaking this like 100 years ago? Is it like the Rabbanan of, you know, like the Rabbanan, just like whatever that means, whenever it means? That's a good question. But in theory, according to the second explanation, they have the power to do it whenever, right? But they need some sort of like, you know, there's like a limitation on the power. So let's, an example. You know, if the United States decides that like you can drone strike any terrorist, right? But, or anyone who's about to like, you know, commit like violent, you know, who's a clear and present danger to the United States. Right. On the other hand, it's considered, you know, bad practice to, or, you know, let me start that again. You know, drone striking our enemies is considered like, you know, cool thing to do. Right. You drop a hellfire missile on them and they go kaboom. What's bad? On the other hand, right, drone striking American citizens, even if they're criminals and they're dangerous, right, blowing them out of the sky, you know, blowing them up is considered to be, you know, in bad form. You can't just go and like, I don't know, there's like a, you know, major drug kingpin, right? We try to arrest them. We don't blow them up, right? So, and part of that is like, oh, this idea that, you know, in a democracy, you have to like put people on trial, and even if when it's not so safe, you can't just, you know, blow up criminals or you know, dangerous people. Now, in let's say, you know, in a foreign, on foreign soil, you have like a war zone, right? And let's say some of the combatants are American citizens, right? So basically, can you drone strike American citizens who, like, you know, work with Al-Qaeda? So essentially the rule, or the rule of thumb, is that you can, but only, you know, only if they're a clear and present danger. Why? Because, right, in theory, I mean, if they're a foreign combatant, right? If they're, you know, working with, I don't know, terrorist organization, an enemy state, whatever, why can't you just drone strike them? We can drone strike them, right? And the reason is because, right, once we start blowing up, you know, American citizens who are our enemies, right, where do you draw the line? So the answer is that we draw the line on, you know, foreign combatants who are a clear and present danger, right? Even if they have, you know, American citizenship, we can blow them up. Right. So the idea is that there are tools which are very dangerous and you need to limit their use, not because practically, you know, there aren't enough Hellfire missiles to use, and not because, right, you couldn't come up with, you know, the tools to do it aren't available. But if you were to do it across the board, right, then, you know, we just totally undermine ISIS. So then our answer is, okay, right, we're going to use it, or it can be used, but only when there's already a basis for ISIS. Right? We can't just make ISIS go away. When ISIS is already being undermined by an Erechad, by a fact that there's actually a kosher get floating around, even if it hasn't been fully delivered, right? So then we can step in and, you know, and finish the job. Right? That's like a policy. That would be like a policy decision. As opposed to the first part, which is more, it's a fundamental decision, part of the fundamental part of the mechanism, which is Afghan Rabbanan can't just make Ishus Doraisa disappear. What it could do is take a tool that it's something that exists Doraisa already and bolster it, right? If there's a get that's Kashem Doraisa that already started unraveling the Ishus, then we could come in and finish the job, right? You know, it's a finisher. So it can't, you know, it can't do the whole thing. It can't even start it, right? But it can finish the job once it's like a makabe patish, right? And it can be, and that makabe patish maybe, you know, chal d'oraisa, right? Based on the gap, right? The opening that was made for it by the d'oraisa tools. Again, I'm not totally sure how exactly which one of these I think the Rajba is thinking. Even in that, you know, this idea that like that gap, how exactly he sees that gap working. Like, is Afkinu, you know, based on like a Tanai? Is Afkinu based on a, I don't know what, what did I say? Like that, like Hefker Bezdin? Is it like, you know, like, I'm not sure what I would say the basis for this is necessarily. I don't know. But he definitely sees it as like, you need the get, right? It's not like the Ramban that we're just using this as a way to have a regular kosher get. We're making the get kosher, or we're using the get in order to do the afkin. But I'm not totally sure what the structure is at the end.
I might have missed something. Can you elaborate the role of the Eid Echad was in this? You said it was like get that's been written or an Eid Echad, and then they could be...
Yeah, so the Rajba also brings this case. I mean, first of all, there's an interesting Shita of Rashi. The Gemara says, right, we have an Eid Echad that somebody died so his wife can get remarried. The problem is, how can we rely on an Eid Echad in that case? So Rashi there basically says, because it's Afkinu Rabbanan Mikidushim Mine. Right? The Rabbanan could be Mitakin. Because the problem is, it's a Takana de Rabbanan that we rely on Eid Echad. How could the Rabbanan be Mitakin that you rely on Eid Echad? Right, if midaraisa, we have to assume that she's an ancient sish because they never should ever pop the mishnah. So Rashi says, the reason why the rabbanon have that authority is because like afkinu rabbanon kiddushin mina, right? And then basically explain, because it's afkinu rabbanon kiddushin mina, but only if she actually is daiko daika, she's midaktik and she checks and makes sure that he's really dead. So therefore, if he turns out not to be dead, then she didn't check well, so then he's not dead. So the Rajma says, why don't they just stop Afkin Rabbanan Kiddushin Mina? Why do you need the Eid Echad at all? Right? Let's say he falls off a boat. Right? The case you can give it in the Gemara is like, if someone falls off the boat, you don't know that they're dead. Right? Because for all you know, he made it to shore, he got picked up by a lifeboat, and he's in, you know, Tijuana, for all we know. Right? And they didn't have telegrams back then. They couldn't telegram each other, you know. Couldn't post it on Twitter. You know, he was both either before or after the Twitter era. So, like, nowadays, like, I don't know, let's say you landed on a desert island in the middle of nowhere. Like, how would you let everyone you know that you're alive, right? You can't just tweet about it anymore. And you can go on to, like, Mastodon, but nobody knows if anyone will ever see your tootle or trortle or I don't even know what they're called, right? Does anyone know what they're called? Blorts? Something like that. Anyway. Right, exactly. No one even knows, right? So imagine if you fell into a desert island like that, or something that, you know, everyone would think you're dead. So, but let's say you have an Eid Echad, right? Assuming you have an Eid Echad, so you can be so mechanis, right? Just, oh, it's based on like afkinu. So again, this could be an example where the afkinu is just a statement of saying, oh, the Rabbanon have this sort of authority in Ishas. The Rajab is saying, oh, they're using the Eid Echad. Using the Eid Echad, they can, you know, like make the Ishas go away. Right, she's not married anymore. Why? Because based on the Eid Echad, the Rabbanan say you're not married anymore. Now, again, it's like not so clear. Like, how is that working? Right. I think, you know, the implication kind of is that the Rabbanan have this authority, right, to unravel Ishas, and it also seems like Mikanu Lahaba, right, like proactively. Maybe I would say like a little bit like what we were seeing in the like Rabos of Shalrashi. But in a more limited sense, which is Rabos of Shalrashi basically said, right, and like the Rabbeinu Gershom just said, oh, the Rabbana could come and say, yeah, this is Ishus, this is not Ishus, this Ishus is Chal, this Ishus is not Chal. The Ishus now just disappeared. Why? Because the Rabbana have that authority over Ishus. So I think the Rajba is saying, well, no, they can't just come and, right, make the Daraisa disappear, right? But what they could do is when there's some sort of Doraisa tool already in place, or there's a Doraisa leverage already in place, they can leverage that to actually create Gerushin that's Chal even with Doraisa. Why? Because they have a get, right? They have an Erecha that he's at. Using that, they have the, like, the legal leverage to, you know, to dissolve the Ishas. And they can actually dissolve the Ishas, right? But they need that sort of Doraisa level, you know, power booster to actually make it viable. That's like, I mean, the understanding that I'm more inclined towards. And then it would also make, right, the Gerushin Mikanul Haba. But if, the Rashi is very unclear. It's very clear that you need some sort of, you know, framework in order to do that. But I don't know exactly what, you know, which of them it is. Okay, so what we see is like this. The Ramban says that it's a regular good get because the threat of the Hafka prevents him from canceling the get, right? On the other hand, you have like the Ritva, Tosfos, that it's a Tanai, right? It's a regular Tanai and it works retroactively because he was Mekadesh al-Menashe or Tuchachamim, right? And the Ritva says like it's really just a real Tanai, okay? We have the idea of Hefker Bez and Hefker on the Mos, Kiddushin, and that really the Rabbanan are actually being just undermining the ownership of the most conditions, you just actually never just gave a matana. Right? I think the, you know, one where the, like the Rajba might be saying the Chachamim make the get kasher, right? The get is kind of like the Megaresh and the Chachamim are boosting it, are, you know, giving it like validity when it would have like failed to cross the threshold. So they're giving like a little push. Or this idea of like, again, Koach Chacham B'ishas, you know, Kiddushin and Ishus are like a social construct, a communal construct, and therefore Chacham have this power. Okay. One second. I just want to pull up this Chasim Sofer because he Mash says it, which is really fascinating. One second. Where's the bit that I want? I think some of the formatting got messed up here. Yeah, I'm just gonna. We'll stop here, and then we'll pick up on Wednesday with the Chasam Sofer, and I'll fix the formatting so we can actually all read it.
Thank you, Rav.
Thank you.